This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
What happens in a relationship packed with passion, alcohol, and alleged personality disorders, and it collides with the old boys club of Massachusetts law enforcement? In this episode, we're going to be diving into day one of the Karen Reed retrial and a bit into day two and where this is all going, where prosecutors say she drunkenly backed over her Boston cop boyfriend after a fight, or now the story is more so she clipped him, I guess. The defense says, hold up, there's a scapegoat going on here for a full house of cops who know really what happened. We got paramedics, shattered taillights, Dateline confessions, but we also have inconsistencies, allegations of police cover-ups, and just enough circumstantial confusion to make your head spin. Joining us is psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott, who specializes in the psychology of criminal behavior, narcissism, emotional manipulation. Siobhan, when you look at this case, do you see the mind of a woman who might have blacked out and made a fatal mistake, or the psyche of someone gaslit into believing she didn't do something that maybe she did do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of those cases that is so convoluted and confusing. But we know by how much alcohol she had had that night that very likely, at best, she had memory impairment. At worst, which I think is more likely, she has no actual recollection. And so she's trying to fill in the blanks with guesses at this point. And of course, she's guessing for something that means she didn't do anything wrong. But clearly, early on, she wasn't sure.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing they dropped in the courtroom in the opening statements just the other day, I found it interesting, was the Dennis Murphy interview on Dateline. I'll play it back here real quick, and I want to get your reaction. This is an early interview with Karen before the first trial even started. And it's so interesting how her confidence in this interview, her convictions in this interview are now the exact opposite of what she seems to be saying. At least sometimes it seems to be. Let's take a look at all of this.
I said, could I have hit him? Did I hit him?
How could that have been? I mean, you dropped him off at the house.
I don't know what else could have been. It was howling wind. I had YouTube blasting on the stereo. And I thought, did he somehow try to flag me down, which was the reaction I was hoping to garner as I slowly pulled away from the house? Did he come out and maybe trip or bend over to pick up his cell phone and I ran over his foot and then he passed out drunk? I mean, I didn't think I hit him, but could I have clipped him? Could I have tagged him in the knee and incapacitated him?
So all these things are going through her head. I mean, and when she's speaking about this, and she also spoke like this in the newer documentary as well, when she was speculating, and it seemed still like she was kind of wondering, you know, could this have happened? But you go from that, and this is just paused right now. This is the key part of the interview and the key statement where she goes from speculation to this statement. Let's take a look.
He didn't look mortally wounded as far as I could see, but could I have done something that knocked him out and in his in drunkenness and in the cold didn't come to again?
And this would have been the moment you dropped him off at the party.
Yeah.
He didn't look mortally wounded. That's the weird part to me. What, you know, from my perspective, and I look at this, it's like, ooh, was that kind of a Freudian slip there? You kind of went from did I to a factual statement of observation and then back to speculation. What did you see in that moment?
It's damning. And she has so much emotion when she's talking about it. It's like, this is something that she's really trying to figure out. And it seems to be very legitimate for somebody that really doesn't know what happened. And she's thinking of possibilities and options. And, you know, clearly the prosecution is going to use this at this point.
Yeah. It certainly seems bizarre to go from that to this. Could I have clipped him? Prosecution is suggesting that's a consciousness of guilt, obviously, could be consistent with, you know, obsessive, you know, rumination or a need to make sense of a traumatic memory, I guess. But it, I don't know. It's just it's a weird moment that she seems to have. Do you to be able to go down this road that she's gone down of if, did I, all of that, to there's no way I could have hit him, which is kind of their stance right now. No way, not possible. How does one get there? I guess, how does one go from that to that? Where she starts, I guess, believing the story, the story of him getting beat up. Is that like a, you know, is that a trying to get out of jail free type deal? And she's just thinking of herself? Or do you think she really believes that that took place? And it's, you know, it's not just fodder for trying to get the attention off of her.
Yeah, as I understand the story now, she actually saw him enter the house.
Yeah.
And that's completely opposite of what her original story was. Mm-hmm. So my guess is she has convinced herself of the story that's going to keep her out of prison. She does not want to believe that she hit him in any way. She doesn't want to believe she was responsible. And so here's a different story. And she has people around her, a legal team, a good percentage of the community, who are going along with this new story. And people have the capacity to tell themselves a story until they start to believe it. So I think on a deep level, she really doesn't know, but this is what she's latched onto.
It kind of reminds me of like a couple that is getting divorced, where both of them initially they're like, yeah, this isn't working. It's civil. And they're thinking, okay, yeah, let's work this out. Let's be fair to one another. And everybody's on the same page at the beginning. And then she goes to her girlfriends or he goes to his guy friends, whatever side you want to take it from. And they're like, you deserve more than that. Damn, she's, you know, he's an asshole. And then suddenly it goes from civil to peer pressure of I'm going to destroy you. And there's nothing that's going to stop me because suddenly I'm empowered by all of these people, peer pressure, that's telling me something that's worse than reality actually is. And, you know, everything that we had, everything to keep this sane and not go off the rails is gone. We're going to go down this crazy road. And had those conversations not happened with the friends, you know, it probably could be pretty civil and could have made sense. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. because of those outside influences, it goes way off the rails. That's mm-hmm. what this kind of feels like, is she's ended up being surrounded herself with people that reinforced another narrative that completely is different from reality. And she went with it because it felt good. And that was what she really wanted to go for, rather than what reality might have simply been.
You nailed it. I think that's a perfect analogy. Going with what feels good is a very common human problem. You know, people like things that make them look good. And when you have people around you giving that story, people can convince themselves that, okay, this is what reality is, and I'm going with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting what people are able to do. How do you assess someone with the risk of false memory or a confession when someone is intoxicated or panicking? Because she was running around that morning. I know they now say, she didn't say, I hit him. It's like, well, she clearly did. She still says it in interviews. I mean, she mm-hmm. still says every variation of it.
Yeah.
How much can you blame alcohol for her making those assumptions and saying those things out loud? And is that just the alcohol speaking? Or, you know, a lot of people go and say, well, you know, when you've been drinking, you tend to get a little more honest about what was going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to assess, you know, if we don't know exactly what someone's blood alcohol was at the time, you know, we're just going basing upon how much did they have to drink, what's mm-hmm. their body weight, how quickly did they consume alcohol? And I think in this case, what was it, 9 drinks in just a few hours, and she's a really tiny woman.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's safe to say that her perceptions were significantly impaired, if not pretty much utterly impaired. And so her emotional reaction the next day and when she found his body, she could have still been under the influence of alcohol. And so who knows what was coming out of her mouth and what reality was.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.